Mike and I always loved kids and wanted to be parents. From the first day, we were aligned on this goal. And when we got married, the big question wasn't, do we have kids? But when? When? Because we weren't young when we got married. And 3 months after, I started my master's degree. Studying and babies didn't seem like a good idea. Neither did having a child right after coming out and learning, growing with a new congregation. And yet time was ticking. So we took a deep breath and kicked that problem down the road. 5 years down the road to the Mike and Michelle of the future. But when the time came for us to seriously answer that question, things didn't go smoothly. We felt called to be parents, to have kids, but it didn't seem to be happening. So along with meeting with doctors, and we started the process for adoption, knowing that it could take 6 years or longer, and by then we were well into our 30s. Adoption. It is something that you might not have given much deep thought to, unless, of course, you've been involved in the process. Before our experience, I had what I think is a typical idea of adoptions. You know that one where you welcome the child into your home, and you provide love, and you become a family, and everything goes smoothly. That rosy picture of adoption is what I meant, what I thought of. And though those thoughts aren't false, it's missing part of the truth, because adoption isn't easy. It takes a lot of vulnerability to adopt. There are times, it takes time and energy to get through the process. Interviews and classes and home inspections. You open yourself up, your life up, and it seems like no stone is left unturned. And then once all the steps are completed, you really become vulnerable. As you open your heart to a child, accepting whatever trauma and challenges they bring, creating a safe space for them to land, and loving. Loving even when things don't go smoothly. It's not easy being an adoptive parent. It's not easy being an adopted kid either, especially for children who are not babies. Because while adoption means that you are placed with a forever home, with people who want to love you, things are different. You need to learn to navigate a new environment, learn and adapt to the ways that your new family functions, and trust that you have, and learn to trust that you have the freedom to express yourself and to accept the love that is offered. In short, you need to become a member of the family to take your place within it. And this is not easy. In our scripture today from Galatians, Paul tells us that we have been redeemed and adopted through Jesus. That through Christ's vulnerability, the way has been paved for us to be part of God's family. So what does this adoption mean? And can the real life experiences of those who are adopted help us to understand more deeply the reality of being adopted into God's family? As mainline Christians in the United Church of Canada, we have a fairly rosy image of what it means for us to be adopted. When asked what initially comes to people's minds, I hear things like, we are loved, we are accepted just as we are part of something bigger. I have a family that won't leave me, which is all true. But to be adopted also means leaving something behind and learning and adapting to something new. Adoption is never smooth. For children, it often means at some point wrestling with the reasons of why their biological parents gave them up. The process of learning to trust a new family is fraught with anxiety. And especially when the child is older, learning and adapting to new patterns of behavior and expectations. Testing and slipping and acting out. In the case of God's family, we too go through this process of adoption, learning the practices of our faith, which include worship and prayer and service. For most of us, if not all of us, this takes practice and effort to master, which is why they're called spiritual practices. For it is in practicing them that we find ourselves truly transformed into members of God's family in our hearts and our minds and in the spirit. And through our actions. And just like adoptive parents, who encourage their children to become active members of the family, the Holy Spirit does this through our Spirit-given gifts. These are those talents and passions that have been laid on our hearts, the gifts that we're called to engage for the benefit of our family, God's family. The work of God's family doesn't end. Most of us struggle with what it truly means and find ourselves very much in that learning phase our entire lives. And that's okay, because we're not called to be perfect. We're called to be members of the family. And do you know a family where things go perfect all the time? I don't. I really don't. And so, when we slip into our old patterns of fear and selfishness, hopelessness, or pride, as children of God, we take comfort. We take comfort that the spirit wind blows, constantly showing us different ways. When we find it hard to believe that we could be accepted and loved, a loving voice speaks deep in us, saying, I will never let you go. For the major difference between the family that God calls us to be in and the families that we find ourselves in life is that God is the only perfect adopted parent, showing us perfect love perfect patience in our struggles to take our place within the family. It is Pentecost Sunday, my friends, my siblings. It is a Sunday where we celebrate the birth of the church. It is the Sunday that we remember how the holy winds and flames swept through the questioning and wondering and fearful disciples, and how they were empowered by the Holy Spirit to speak and live God's great love. This Pentecost Sunday is the perfect time to remember that through Christ we have been adopted into the great family of God, the great family of faith. On this Pentecost Sunday, as we remember how God swept through God's children so long ago, enlivening them and empowering them by the Spirit, let us not forget that we too are children of God, heirs of that same power and energy, called, claimed, commissioned through the Spirit. So this Pentecost, even if you are feeling tired and weary, even if you are wondering what the future might hold, once we're out of the sanctuary, take a deep breath, free from your mask, so that nothing inhibits that spirit wind from entering. Feel the warmth of the Spirit's flame in your heart, and let it remind you and re-energize you and hold you in your role in this great family of God. For you are loved, beloved, commissioned, energized by a God who will never let you go. Amen.